friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. Meredith, you just heard taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. Dan Menigan is behind the glass making sure we do whatever it is we're supposed to do.
Let me know when that is when you find
out.
Yeah,
when we were sitting around before the show, all of a sudden Dan said, "Aw." I said, "What?" And Dan said, "Robert Redford has passed away." And the legendary actor Robert Redford, 89 years old, passing away. And when I think of Robert Redford, you know, you think of you think of some of the movies that he did, I immediately think The Natural.
And Roy Hobbs right out of the gate. I know he did a lot of great movies.
Me too.
Butch Cassidy. I mean, there's just so many.
And a good
Jeremiah Jones, I think, was one of the first movies I ever saw with my dad. Jeremiah Johnson, sorry. Was one of the first movies I ever saw with my dad at the old Center Mayfield on Mayfield Road.
The Natural is my all-time favorite movie, period, let alone sports movie. It's my favorite movie, period. And he was great in it. Other than trying to play a 17-year-old kid at the age of 50 or whatever he was, everything about that movie was perfect. And he was great in that. And it's tough when you see these guys, you know, who have been in your life in some way, shape, or form, your entire life, passing away. You know, when you think of him and Paul Newman together,
goodness
gracious.
Oh.
That's pretty awesome.
I was just thinking back to some of the great lines from Roy Hobbs, and I don't know, my dad wanted me to be a baseball player. Remember that? I just like, there are so many lines that can stick with you, and like, I remember writing a paper in college about how I was mad at Barbara Hershey. I wrote a paper on... I wrote a paper
at Barbara Hershey. She's not very nice.
Well, on Hoosiers. And I was still... like, I couldn't get over the fact that...
giving Norman Dale all that...
No. I mean, it was because she shot Roy Hobbs, right? So...
well, she shot Roy Hobbs and she gave Norman Dale, you know what?
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. Like, I couldn't get... I remember writing in this paper, I'm like, I can't get over Barbara Hershey. I can't... I love this movie. I love Hoosiers, but I can't... all I see is the woman that pulled the trigger on Roy Hobbs.
If Roy hadn't struck out, whammer, might not have happened.
That's a good point. It was the whammer. You know,
she turned her head and it was like all over.
All that barnstorming will do that to you, won't it? What a great actor, though. I don't know. I always appreciated him. And if you've ever been out to, if you've ever been out to Park City for Sundance, not that I've ever been out there, but I've been out there a couple times and not during Sundance. And he loved that part of Utah where he was living. And
lived out there, right?
He passed away he passed away at Sundance. He had a couple ranches out there too, but I don't know. What a great actor. And just,
wouldn't you like to have a couple of ranches somewhere?
Well, you win a couple Oscars, I think you get a chance to do that. I don't know. Oscar. Yeah. I'd be happy to look at a Marconi.
I think that's true.
Mm. Yeah, it's sad, though. I'm bummed. I just thought he was a great actor.
Remind me to give the answer to this at the end of the segment, okay, Dana?
Okay.
Which former Cleveland Indian was an extra in The Natural?
Okay. I know the answer, so I'll move forward.
We'll share that.
I will abstain from speaking at this point.
So Robert Redford, 89 years old.
And, 89, man.
Thank you for all of the great work that you did to entertain all of us for so many years. The movie Tin Cup didn't have Robert Redford.
Nope.
It had Kevin Costner.
It had the guy that played in a ton Cheech. More sports movies than him, right?
Yeah. Every time you turn around, there's Costner doing another sports movie. But, you know, the movie Tin Cup is funny, and we all think, yeah, great. He's got a chance to win, but he's immortal because he just kept trying to clear the water.
Right.
Well, last week, if you haven't heard this already, John Daly, who you want to talk about a hoot in the world of people who aren't a hoot, that's John Daly on the PGA Tour. John Daly was participating, and John's about 60 now. He was participating in the PGA Tour Champions Sanford International. was at the Minnehaha Country Club.
Oh, okay.
And he was doing okay. These are his scores, okay?
Okay.
And so he's playing in this senior event, and I'll go through the front nine. Ready?
Okay.
Four.
Oh, good.
Three.
Oh, good.
Four, five, four, three, four, three, four. So on the front nine, he shot a 37. He had a bogey. I was reading the par instead of what he shot. So he had a bogey, he had a bird, he had two other bogeys. Then here are his back nine scores. Ready?
Okay.
4-4-19.
Oh, man, I can do that. That's why I love golf.
John Daly had a 19 in a PGA tournament. A 19. They called it a, I don't even know how to pronounce it, a tetradeca bogey.
How many shots did he actually take?
Tetradeca bogey. And here's how it happened. He had seven golf balls land out of bounds, either in the water in front of the green or in the wooded area off to the left, according to NBA Sports. It's believed to be the highest single hole score of his playing career. And he's had several of these over the years.
Awesome.
Where John just says, heck with it. I'm going tin cup. I'm going to clear it.
I love it.
19.
He had seven penalties on the hole.
19.
Seven penalties.
And you know what? He got up and down on his last two shots to save 19.
I love it. So his second shot was from the
shot like a he could have had a 21 if he didn't get up and down.
This is awesome. His second shot was from the primary rough. Then he took a penalty. His fourth shot was from the primary rough, and then he took a penalty. Six, primary rough, then a penalty. Eighth, primary rough, penalty. 10th, primary rough, penalty. 12th, primary rough, penalty. 14th, primary rough, penalty. Then on 16, he took one from the primary rough, didn't have to take a penalty. He had another one from the primary rough. I can only imagine what that was. Then he hit one from the intermediate rough. And then on shot 19, he got it in the hole. So I'm assuming he only one putted on this.
It sounds like it. He got it up and down to save 19. So he chipped and one putt.
I wonder what was the score in tin cup? I wonder how many shots he actually took.
It was a 12, but I don't know. Daly shot an 88 with a 19.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was like, first you said
an 88.
You're like, he shot an 88. I'm like, okay, well, he broke 100. That's good, isn't it?
If he took away the 12.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Hole, he shot a 69.
Wow, that's what makes the game great.
I met John Daly years ago. He had just won the PGA at Crooked Stick.
All I know is like 2 years ago, he was at the Senior Open here, man. He got hopped up. They had a concert out there. He hopped out on stage.
Oh, yeah.
He was singing like everybody that was hanging with John Daly.
He's enjoying the good life, man.
Had a great time, yeah.
He's enjoying the good life, beard and all. I met him at Firestone.
Ding!
And, well, it was, he had just won the PGA at Crooked Stick. Remember, what was he, sixth alternate, and he gets in and then he wins.
Was he wearing shoes?
And, you know, the way that guy putts.
Did he have a cigarette in his hand?
Puttings, no, not then. Oh. But he was this young guy, you know, and he had, I lived in Stowe when I was in first grade.
Did
you? I don't know if that's. No, okay. I did.
Okay.
And I lived on the same street as this nice couple who didn't have any kids, and they were older, but, you know, God knows they probably weren't that old. But I learned after he won Crooked Stick, one of our old neighbors from Stowe told us that John Daly was the nephew of this couple.
From Stowe?
From Stowe.
Wow.
And so when I met him, I just said, hey, I didn't know them well, but I knew your aunt and uncle. And I,
right.
He said his name and he goes, oh, and he,
We gave you a hug.
We sat there for 20 minutes and talked.
About your aunt and uncle?
No, about everything.
Wow,
his aunt and uncle and everything else, and then everything else. He just stood there, and we just talked. And he was a really nice guy, real regular dude. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that over the years. He's more regular than regular could possibly be. So much so that he gets a 19.
How great was he in Happy Gilmore too, though?
He was awesome in that.
He was great.
He really was. living in the garage. Living in Happy's garage. If you haven't seen the movie, go see it. John Daly's great in it.
Spoiler
and he alert. Plays John Daly. What does Happy call him throughout the movie?
Isn't it Uncle John?
Is it Uncle John Daly?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's living in the garage. It's really fun.
Also, and I think we need to, you know, moment of silence, RIP, anything like that. Did you guys see about a month ago that the John Daly Hooters shut down in Augusta, Georgia?
I did hear that. Yes.
That's the end of an era.
They have the best chicken wings, man. I love their wings.
For those of you who don't know, he used to park his RV there and basically live out of that Hooters all of Masters Week, where he would do a whole bunch of signings. He'd watch everything. Like it was known as the John Daly Hooters.
You know, you actually can't tell a lady that you go to Hooters for the chicken wings because they don't believe you.
I'm trying to think. It's been a long time. I was in South Bend about 7 or 8 years ago.
They have great chicken wings.
There's no way those things are healthy for you. No way.
I get
there's
them plain and then dip them in the sauce.
Their sauce is really good. I wonder if they use butter.
The question isn't if. The question is how much.
Yeah.
How much?
There's
Joe Posnanski is a big-time national writer. Joe's from here. Joe's been with us before. He has a new book out. He's a Guardians fanatic. He's a baseball nut. Likes the Browns, too. Joe's coming up next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.